The night before kindergarten. It was the night before kindergarten. And as they prepared, kids were excited and a little bit scared. They tossed and they turned about in their beds. While residents of school supplies danced in their heads. Erasers and crayons and pencils were stuffed in their backpacks and set by the door. Outfits were hung in the closets with care, knowing that kindergarten soon would be there. In the morning it came. School starts today. Would the teacher be nice? Would they still get to play? Faces were washed and teeth were brushed white. Kids paused for pictures with eyes sparkling bright. Parents packed snacks and kids hopped in cars as if they were boarding a spaceship to Mars. Some kids brought blankets or their favorite stuffed bear in hopes they could nap like they did in daycare. Their parents exclaimed, your big heads. Well, let us hold your bears in dinky blankets for now. The parents were worried their children would cry if they let them at school with just a goodbye. So they told their darlings, if you want, we can stay and make sure that everything will be okay. The teacher then greeted each one with a smile and invited the students to stay for a while. The room was all filled with toys, books, and maps, but where were the beds for mid-morning naps. They colored and painted and played Simon Says. They tumbled and skipped and stood on their heads. They sang silly songs from beginning to end. Within just a minute, each kid had a friend. The children were happy. They loved Miss Sunrise. It was she who was in for a giant surprise. When what to her wondering eyes should appear but sad moms and dads who were holding back tears. Their noses so sniffy, their eyes red and wet. This was the saddest goodbye Miss Sunrise Miss Sunrise had seen it. She gathered the grown-ups on the magical rug, then sent them away after one final hug. The children all wave from the door of the school. "Don't cry, Mom and Dad. Kindergarten is cool." The end.